Welcome back. It's Sound Effect on KNKX 88.5 FM. I'm Jennifer Wing, and today we're telling stories about flipping the script. And sometimes we are the script, our lives, our bodies. You could say this is the case for people who go through the process of changing their gender. When the world sees you one way, but you have to say, no, actually, this is who I am, this can be a scary thing to do. It can be dangerous, and it can be lonely. One transgender man in Spokane sees how difficult this process can be with other trans men, so he decided to help them connect with one another by going on an epic road trip. Sound Effect contributor Kyle Norris has the story.
Malcolm René Ribot cracks open a road atlas, and he points to a map of the United States.
This marks my route of the states that I've been to so far.
This whole thing is highlighted with red magic marker to show where he's been. He's been on the road for a year and a half with his pup named Grayson.
I don't even know where to start. Okay. Chicago, South Bend, Cleveland, Pittsburgh.
And he's still going strong. The only states he hasn't hit yet are Alaska and Hawaii.
Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland.
Malcolm is 28, and he lives in Spokane for now. He's a transgender man. That means he was born female and has transitioned to male. And in every town he visits, he puts out a call to other transgender men to meet up for drinks or dinner, or just to do something fun like go hiking or go rock climbing. Malcolm has met more than 1,000 transgender men so far. Now, we're going to come back to this whole road trip thing, but first you've got to understand Malcolm's story. His parents were in the Army, and Malcolm moved around a lot as a kid. During that time, he'd never heard of LGBTQ or even gender identity. Till about 10 years ago, when he was a student at the Illinois Institute of Art for College outside of Chicago. It's about the time he realized he was not happy. He was presenting as female at the time. He was dating a man, and they were on the road to marriage.
But I had all these thoughts, and I didn't understand them. And then finally, once I met somebody who was also trans, they gave me the language to understand what my thoughts meant and how I feel. And then finally, I was like, it just clicked.
Malcolm started going to support groups for transgender people to meet other folks. He met M to F, male to female people, and F to M, female to male. But the people he really connected with were those trans masculine guys.
I just remember how important it was for me in the beginning of my transition, having others around that I could talk to about everything and like express my concerns, to celebrate with, you know, all of it.
And the trans men in his life helped guide him as he transitioned socially and physically. They supported him in a way others just couldn't, including transgender women and cisgender men. That means men who are born male and identify as male. Because trans men go through some really specific things that others just don't.
Just getting the okay to be able to go on testosterone. And then having our first shot. We tend to have parties. Some of my cis friends would come too, but you could just see like how excited the other trans men were for you, as opposed to like people who maybe cisgender don't understand how exciting it really is for you. To be able to just like jump around with your other trans male friends over starting testosterone, having name change, gender marker change, new ID.
As he transitioned, he would post about it online. He got kind of famous. 43,000 people follow him on Instagram, where he is known as Gorilla Shrimp. Now, that's a nickname based off of some doodles he used to make of hybrid animals. It's also a hat tip to his small size. Malcolm is 5'1". He says the name means small and mighty. Malcolm didn't set out to do a road trip across the country. It just happened. People had started to reach out to him online and share their stories, and they would ask him questions. And so he developed friendships with some of these folks. He went to Massachusetts to visit a trans guy who said he didn't know any other transgender people. But Malcolm knew for a fact that another trans guy lived about half an hour away. And that guy said he didn't know any transgender people. So Malcolm put the two in touch.
I just thought it was crazy because my reality was that I knew guys and I hung out with them all the time. So learning that others didn't have that, it just clicked. Like, I need to help these guys connect with one another. So it started as one-on-ones at first. And I was just helping them get each other's contact information. And with their permission, I was posting pictures with them. And I saw that that was starting to spread visibility in the community and out of the community, actually. So people in the community were seeing it and they were commenting and saying, hey, with each new picture you post, I'm seeing how much less and less alone I am.
More and more people were reaching out, so Malcolm decided, why not keep traveling? He has done this whole thing on a shoestring budget. He'll stay with the people he meets, and they'll feed him and let him crash on the couch. He's taken a few months off here and there to save some money and stay in one place. He works as a freelance graphic designer or as a driver for Lyft and Uber. But the whole idea is to save money to go back out on the road. Transgender people face misunderstanding and judgment and fear and hate. And sometimes that comes from their own families. Malcolm's got a story about that. He had just met a trans man and his wife and says they were super nice. And then the next day, he met a young trans man who was homeless. His family had kicked him out of the house for being transgender.
He was the one living out of his truck with his dog. And I didn't have much time to meet up with him, but I told him that I had just met someone really nice the day before. And I was like, you guys should definitely link up. And I gave them their personal information and then went on my way. And then I found out that they contacted each other. And yeah, he gave him a place to live. Like, they became family, essentially, and they call each other brothers.
The formerly homeless guy even hangs out with the couple's extended family and watches football games with them.
That's my favorite story. Because when he messaged me, like, a couple months later, he was like, hey man, because of you, I now have new friends, a family, and a place to live.
Malcolm is always thinking about safety. That's why he doesn't publicly post the meetup locations. He's afraid someone could do something violent if they knew a bunch of transgender people were meeting in a public place. These meetups are a chance for trans men to be respected for who they are. And for some, that might be the only time that happens in their month or in their year.
Knowing that the people around us are going to use the right pronouns, they're not going to ask us invasive questions about our genitalia. They're just not, you know, it's a safe space where we can talk about those things if we want to, you know, if we feel comfortable.
Malcolm has met trans men all over the country, on their turf, in tiny towns and in big cities. And he's realized there's a lot of variety when it comes to transitioning and gender identity. Some people go on hormones and some don't. Some have surgeries, some don't. And some change their names, some don't.
And there's no right or wrong way, which is the beauty of it, really. It's all what we personally need for ourselves to feel whole and comfortable in our skin.
Malcolm's dream is to hit all 50 states. And once he does that, he might head to Canada or even overseas to connect trans men all over the world. And on a personal note, Malcolm has been a big inspiration for me. I'm also transitioning. I was raised female, but I've always felt masculine. And I've learned that transitioning is this big jumping into the unknown, meaning you're going to make a change to be more yourself, but you don't know what you will feel like or look like or sound like. It's terrifying. It's also thrilling and incredibly vulnerable. And seeing someone like Malcolm so far down the road is a big relief because he seems happy. He seems normal. He seems engaged with the world. And it's a big inspiration and evidence it'll be okay.